in the second station of the Prajnaparamita Sutra, we dedicate for the to the arahats, and many various sages in the world. And what we pray is what we pray is, this is translation Mayor and I did. What we pray is that the wisdom that the wisdom and three wisdom and the six unrestricted ways of the arahats. Three wisdom. We explain the three wisdom and the six unrestricted ways of the arahats. May be always with us in our unceasing effort to renew Buddha's way to save all sentient beings from the world of suffering and confusion. World of suffering and confusion means the Mappo. And to keep Buddha's way always new to our always, our world always. That is the spirit of Dogen. We understand the three period of Buddhism is just the skillful means of Buddha to encourage people to practice our way. And next, and we encourage ourselves, and we pray to arahats to encourage ourselves to continue our practice even in our adversity, and keep the fear of Dhamma turning forever, and to about disasters of fire, water, and wind, and calamities of war, epidemics, and famine. That is actually what it says in this echo. After reciting sutra, we recite echo, Doan recite echo, as you know. And I have to explain more about what we pray in this the second paragraph of the echo. Actually, it is according to the usual way of observing ceremony. We Zen Buddhists apply the usual way of prayer. But according to Dongen Zenji, there is no need for us to expect help from outside. He says, we are protected, actually, from inside firmly. So we don't have to expect any protect from outside. And that is his spirit. Naingo sudeni sakannari kengo nanzo matan. We are protected from inside, you know, by ourselves, always, incessantly. So we don't have to expect any help from, you know, outside. But actually, it is so. Our belief is so, but when we recite sutra, we follow the usual, we apply usual dedication, way of dedication. And this is also Dogen's, you know, idea. He says, For instance, I cannot find out his word literally. We, you know, we do not have any idea of dirty or pure, or any idea of calamity or disaster. But even so, he says, we have, you know, practice of cleaning restroom. That is a kind of practice. We clean our body, you know, because our body is filthy, you know. Even though, you know, we our face or mouth or body is clean, if you get up, you should wash your face and rinse, clean your mouth, you know, even though it is clean. We do it as a practice. But not because it is dirty. That is our practice. So if you think, you know, to cleaning of a restroom is dirty work. That is wrong idea. Restroom is not dirty, clean. Even though you don't clean it, it is clean. Or more than clean. But we have to clean it as a practice, not because it is dirty. If you do it because it is dirty, if you think you have to clean it because it is dirty, that is not our way. So far, we explained Goriki and Hachige. And next word is Gunjo wo Musho ni Michibiki. Gunjo means all sentient beings. Gun is various. Fork of fox. Jo means living being. So it means sentient being. Musho means arahat seed. Another name of arahat. Gunjo. But here it means sentient being who is confusion and suffering. Gunjo wo musho, to lead sentient beings who is in defilement to the arahatsu. By the power of unrestricted power of arahat. And sammon no nirin. Sammon means main gate of the temple, but sometimes it means sammon means temple. Sometimes it is one of the buildings. Which is gate, but sometimes it means temple, all the temple. Sammon no nirin. Nirin is two wheels. Two wheels is Dhamma wheel and Arbus wheel or materialistic support. When Dhamma wheel is turning, you know, our belief is if the Dhamma wheel is turning, going, then the materialistic wheel will be, you know, will be going too. That that we are not supported by anyone means our Dhamma field actually is not going. So we should know that. If our Dhamma field doesn't go, if we are not supported by people, it means that our Dhamma field is not going. And this is very true. Know this world of Dogen Zenji. I experienced it. I tested whether it is true or not. So I even when I was in, when I was almost time, I had not much to eat. Most priests, worked to earn some money to support themselves and to support their families. But my view was, if I, observe Buddhist way faithfully, someone will support me. If no one supports me, it means that Dogen's war was not true. So, I never ask anyone to give anything to me. And I just observed the Buddhist way without working in, as a teacher or as a clerk of the town office. Or I laid some vegetables and sweet potato. That is why I know how to raise vegetables pretty well. When I was cultivating a temple garden, I had pretty spacious temple garden in front of the building. So I dig the garden out and took out all the stones and put manure in it, and I raised, sweet. I was trying to raise sweet potato, and some villagers came and helped me to and I had a good crop. And one day, my neighbor came and opened my rice box. I had a rice box as much as big as this, and as long as this, pretty big. One day, they came and came to help me cooking. When they opened the rice box, there was no rice at all. she was quite astounded. And she, you know, brought me some rice, not much, you know. She didn't have so much rice. And, you know, my neighbors and my members collected some rice, you know. But I had pretty many members, so I had half, maybe, pretty many rice. But, you know, when people found out that I had a lot of rice, they came to the temple. So I gave my rice to them. And the more I gave my rice to them, the more I got the rice. But at that time, Japanese people had an awful time, you know, at that time. Most people, city people, went to the farmer's family and changed their dressing or geta or whatever it may be, something good was changed to food, potato or rice or sweet potato or pumpkin. But I had no such difficulties. Most of the time I had plenty of food. But I didn't feel so good, you know, to eat something special, something different from the usual people. So I tried to eat the same food which was given to us. The Tassara food, you know, it's wonderful, you know, strong and rich in comparison to the food we had in wartime. So I don't have any complaint about food. And if you observe our way strictly, we will sure to be protected by Buddha. That is very true. We should trust people, and we should trust Buddha. Since then, since wartime, Japanese priests started to wear, you know, your suit, you know, giving up robes, not give up, but when they have a funeral service or a memorial service, they wear it, you know, to observe service. But usually they didn't. I didn't feel so good about that, you know. So that is why I didn't, you know, I don't wear. And that is why I always wear robes. Mm. when I was coming to America, you know, almost all the priests who is going abroad wear, you know, good suits and shiny shoes. But the head was not shiny. The hair was pretty long and well combed. But their shoes were very shiny. With shiny shoes and the new suits, they came to America because, you know, they thought to propagate Buddhism to America. They have to wear something. They have to be like something like American people. But even though they wear, they buy best suits and best shoes, Japanese are Japanese. They cannot be American people. Anyway. And the American people will find some fault in your wearing your suits or shoes. So, anyway, Japanese are Japanese, you know. So, that is one reason why I didn't come to America in, you know, suits. The another reason is I was disgusted with the priest who gave up robe and changed their robe into suits to support themselves. When Dogen said, we are protected from within family, why do we expect support from outside? That is our spirit. But nowadays they started to lose that kind of spirit. The priest in Japan, most priests, I may say, in Japan, does not respect their way, their practice. So, we should expect from material support from outside. But what we hear it says, what we pray is Dhamma wheel and arms and what do you call it? Material will go smoothly forever. But to observe this kind of ceremony is important. Not because we have to beg arahats to help us, but because that is the way which we have observing for a long, long time. And this is, you know, how to repay the to the benevolence of the Buddha and Arahats. Buddha and Arhats are the people who, supported themselves by their practice only. So if we observe, if we pay full respect to the Arhat, we will be also protected. Supported themselves by their practice only. So if we observe, if we pay full respect to the Arahat, we will be also protected. Sammon no nirin, two wheels of Buddha temple will may go smoothly. We say food wheel and Dhamma wheel may go smoothly. And may the calamities of the country and the temple, calamity like war, epidemic, and famine, or fire, water, wind, and big calamity is the calamity we will have in the last period of Kalpa time. Many eons of time after, all the universe will have big disaster. Then we say kokka. To some extent, our universe will will go on and will be built firmly and firmer and firmer. And to some, when the universe go to some point, it will go to the destructor. It will enter into the process of destruction. And that is also, a kind of good means of Buddha. We don't know, if we are going to the way of destruction. Personally, from the time we were born, we are going to the we are in the process of death. But that is just our understanding. But at the last period of time, we will have big disaster. That is the big disaster. But small disaster will be war and epidemics and famine, or flood, or fire, and
typhoon,
hurricane. May those, you know, disasters apart from us. That is how we, what we decide in the second. In the second dedication of the Prajnaparamita Sutta. Word is going this way. No, I pray, I beg, may such and such. But spirit is different. So, when you recite sutta, you should express this way. You know. We should not, you know, observe our way or recite our sutra to ask Arahat to help us. You know, that is not our spirit. When we recite sutra, the feeling we create here is the feeling of non-duality, perfect calmness, and strong conviction in our practice. That kind of feeling should be always with us. If that kind of feeling always with us, we will be supported anyway. If our practice, you know, become involved in dualistic, selfish practice to support our building or organization, or to support our personal life, you know, there is not much feeling in our dedication. Only when, you know, we have strong confidence in our way and without expecting anything, with, you know, deep calm feeling, if we recite sutra, there is our dear actual practice. That is, you know, context of our practice, meaning of practice. So, if you cannot express that kind of feeling in your way of dedication, that is not our way. So, Dogen says, if we do not practice our way,
with all
sentient beings,
with everything in the world,
or in the cosmic space, that is not Buddhist way. So the spirit of Zazen, the Zazen practice, should be always with us, especially when we recite sutra or observe ceremony. the spirit should be always there, that kind of spirit, not dualistic, selfish spirit, but calm and deep and firm, with firm conviction, we should observe our way. That is actually arahat's unrestricted power. So to clairvoyance or to hear something, you know, through or from distance, it's just a part of our power, undistricted power. Our power should be always with all beings. And our everyday life should be protected, that kind of power, which pervades everywhere, which is everywhere. That is, you know, the last unrestricted power of Arahat, and the most important and this power of Arahat. When we observe our way in that way, you know, even though you want to create karma in that way, that is not possible. Because we are always with us. We are always one with whole Buddha world, where there is no karmic activity. That which is going in the world of Buddha is just, you know, Buddha activity. There's nothing but Buddha activity in the realm of Dhamma world. In that way, when we observe our way, we do not create any karma. We are beyond the karmic world. So with this spirit and with this understanding, we should observe our way. So when we observe our way in this, with this understanding, there must be actual spirit of this kind. Nowadays, you know, as our world become busier and busier, you know, even in a big monastery in Japan, they have not much time to dedicate, you know, our way, you know, without any idea of time. So, you know, their dawn is watching always by what time it may be. How many memorial service we may have, or 10 more service, then it will be, our breakfast will be very late. So let's make it faster. It become faster and faster. As we know, you know, how much before we start morning service, we know how much service we will have. So from the beginning, we with Makanyaramita Singh have gone. Then I think, you know, if they recite many sutras, they will be supported better. But actually it is not so. It is same, you know. Even though you cannot observe memorial service 10, but if you observe, you know, with our spirit, one or two, we'll be supported anyway, you know. If we are involved in the idea of time too much, or feeling of the members too much, we lose our way. And in this way, we lose our way. We lose our practice. And naturally, people lose Buddhism, you know. Our members think we have our priest, but priest is not anymore a priest because they are already involved in dualistic practice, involved in busy life, busy world, busy, mundane world. So there is no priest, you know. Even though priest is there, they are not practicing priest way. So we say they they cover their pan with, you know, cover of bathroom. They mixed up, you know, worldly practice and priest practice. That is how we lose our way. So when priests observe our way like priests, there is priest. When we do not observe our way like priest, we are, you know, cover of the restroom, not cover of the pots and pans. To help others does not mean to help others for their convenience sake. Maybe, you know, priests may be the most troublesome people. Maybe very difficult to handle. even they offer, you know, $1 million, they may say, oh, thank you. Even one penny, they may thank you. They may say thank you. That's all. It is very difficult to handle. That is, you know, when people want real priest, they should handle priest carefully. They shouldn't mix up, you know, priest with someone else. So we should not lose this confidence within ourselves. We don't have to say, you know, by words, but within ourselves we must have strong confidence in Buddha's way, and we should be supported from within, not from outside. So Buddhists should be Buddhist completely. When Buddhist really become Buddhist, you will be supported as a Buddhist. So echo will be like this. We dedicate the merit of the recitation of this Prajnaparamita Hridaya Sutra to the Triple Treasures, Buddha, Dhamma, and Sangha, and to the sages in the sea of the fruitful world of Buddhahood, and the 16 arahats and their followers who attained the supreme attainment of the arahatship. What we pray is that the three wisdoms of three wisdoms and the six unrestricted ways of the arahats may be always with us in our unceasing effort to renew Buddha's way forever. All sentient, Buddha's way, to renew Buddha's way to save all sentient beings and sentient beings from the world of suffering and confusion, and all the and encourage us to continue our practice even in our adversity, and keep the wheel of Dhamma turning forever, and to avert destruction of fire, water, and wind, and calamities of war, epidemic, and pain. And this will be the translation of the echo. Maybe a good idea to recite, you know, echo after English, you know, after reciting the English translation of Prajnaparamita Brihadaya Sutra in the second, you know, service. Tomorrow I'll explain the third one, which is dedicated to our patriarchs.